than Nivartan Kund. And this word Nivartan means to get back or to return, get back or return, or even the score, so to speak. We have a phrase, even the score. Even the score means you maybe do something to me, then I do something back to you. You do something good to me, I do something good to you. You do something bad to me, I do something twice as bad to you. This is general law in the material world. So this is the place where the Dhanivartan, this is where the gopis got back at the gopas. This is where Radharani and the Lita Vishaka, all of her intimate sakis, confidants, they returned the favors to Krishna. By the way the parking was and everything, we actually missed Dan Gati, which Gati means narrow passageway between the mountains. That's where the original Dan Leela takes place. And many places in Varsana and Vrindavan. Krishna taxes the gopis. He charges a toll tax. As you know, when you travel over various roads and highways and cross different bridges, you have to pay some money to travel on the road. You have to pay some tax, road tax, bridge tax, traveling tax. So this started with Krishna and the gopis. It looks like something same, but actually it's totally transcendental. It's all on the platform of love. So this pastime is described by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami in two books which are available in English, Dan Keli Komodi and Dan Keli Chintamani. And it's, of course, in English we can appreciate very much, but those who know Bengali and Sanskrit, they can really relish the exchange of language and the discussion. But this, and the Leela started about 1 kilometer up the road at Dan Gati. Vasudeva and Devaki were in Mathura, and they were always thinking about their children, Krishna and Balaram, and how they had suffered so much with different demons. So they were always praying and trying to make arrangements somehow for their welfare by their prayers and by doing pujas and yagyas and feeding brahmanas. They would feed brahmanas and say, please bless our sons that they're safe and sound and healthy and hearty. And there was one rishi, Bhaglari Rishi, who was a family relative of Gargacharya. Of course, mostly what I'm doing now is chanting, because first I did Shravanam Kirtanam. So on the way here, I listened to Radharaman Maharaj. So this is all copyrighted material by Radharaman Maharaj. I'm simply stealing his material. He's written my dialogue. So I have to show my respect to my Shiksha Guru. So he's revealed some nice teachings in relation to this particular Leela, which I'm indebted for. Because if we don't show our appreciation of our teachers, then we do not realize any of the teachings we've received. So this Bhaglari Rishi, who was a family relative of Gargacharya, he was, of course, a Purohit and very expert in yagya and puja. And Vasudev, in a secret, clandestine way, he said, please, can you go to Vrindavan and go to Govinda Kund, which we will, after this discussion or Harikatha, we'll walk quite a ways and we'll go to Govinda Kund after passing through Aniyur and, or no, actually we'll go to I guess the next place is Manasi Ganga. I forgot. Where are we? I forget. We're on the second half. I'm like, still at Radhakund. Okay, so from here, the next place is, I guess, Govinda Kund. So, Vasudeva and Devaki, they said, Oh, Bhaguri Rishi, please, we'll make arrangements for you. Please do a big yagya, do a big puja and yagya and satisfy all the demigods and all the brahmanas of Vrindavan, of Giriraj, Govardhan. And the only thing we want in return, please, you bless us with this ashirvad, this blessing, that our sons, Krishna and Balaram, will be safe and sound, that nothing will happen to them. Because all we think about day and night is the happiness and satisfaction of our two boys, Dauji and Kaniya. So then Bhagavari Rishi came here to Govindakund, initiated this huge sacrifice or yajna. But to do that, and then what happens is Yogamaya, Purnamasi Ma, she spread a rumor, or she started telling everywhere and spreading a rumor because all she did was tell one lady. And as you know, it's very fast to distribute knowledge by telex or telephone or tell a lady. Tell a woman. Telex, telephone, or tell a woman. So you tell a woman, and if you want to make the rumor go really fast, then you say, "Oh, please, this is very secret. I haven't told anyone, and I'm going to tell you because you're my dear Sakhi. Please don't tell this to anyone. You promise you won't tell it to anyone." Yes. And then within 5 seconds, it goes to one lady, and then in 10 seconds to five ladies, and 15 seconds to 20 ladies, and 1 minute to 100 ladies, and it goes on exponentially to like infinity. So this is what Purnamasi did. She took advantage of the network, the Stri network. And within moments, all over Vrindavan, here was the message she gave. This great Rishi from Mathura, his name is Bhagavari Rishi. He's in Govindakund doing a huge yajna. And he has made a declaration that anyone that assists him and helps him with his yajna by bringing the necessary requirements, because whenever there's a yajna, they have to make lots of sweet rice. And they need lots of ghee, because in a proper yajna, you're offering swaha, swaha, grains and ghee, and you're also offering kheer. To the yajna purush, you're offering spoons of kheer and ghee and grains. And then after the yajna, there's bandara, Vaishnav bandara, feeding all the devotees. So you need so much milk for sweet rice and rasgullas and rajbhog and kachoris and ghee and yogurt and milk and shrikhand and so many nectar drinks. No one's hungry, are they? And all these good things. So then he said, anyone who helps me and assists me in this yajna, then I give a benediction to that person. Whatever family donates milk and yogurt and butter, I bless that family, that they will be very prosperous. Everyone in the family will be very stout and strong and healthy and robust, and their cows will be very healthy, and their fields will yield abundant crops and production. Everything will be auspicious. This Bhagavari Rishi is very powerful, and everybody was very excited. Oh, we're going to get a blessing. We're going to get a blessing. So all the gopis, all the mother-in-laws, or all the mothers of the gopis, they gave the order. Quick, fill up your yogurt pots. Put one on your head, two, three, four, five, as many pots as you can carry. And carry three pots, four pots of yogurt and butter, and run the Govindakund. And don't make a donation there. Give your yogurt, butter, and ghee for Bhagavari Rishi's yajna. So this news was spread all over, Barsana, Javet, Nandagram, everywhere in Braj. So of course, Radha and the gopis heard this news, so they immediately reacted accordingly and collected so much yogurt, butter, and ghee, and they're carrying on their heads. So now Yogamaya is setting the stage for a very interesting and wonderful pastime. So Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys, they were meeting together. They were walking with the cows out of Nandagaon, and they were looking at each other and saying, "Where should we go today? Should we go to Kamvan? Or should we go to Vrindavan? Or should we go to Kokilavan? Where should we take the cows today?" And then one parrot comes, one of Vrindadevi's parrots, because Vrindadevi and Yogamaya, Purnamasi, they work together to arrange the Leela. So then one parrot came, maybe Manjubhashini or Shukshmadi or Daksha or Vichakshana, different parrots that they're under her command. So one parrot came and said, "Hey, listen, hey Krishna, hey Shyam, don't you know that today the gopis are going to Govindakund to Bhagavari Rishi's yajna, and they're carrying big matka of makkan and dahi, butter and yogurt and ghee?" And then Madhumangala is standing next to Krishna. When he heard the word makkan, his mouth started watering. Of course, when we hear the word butter, we say, butter, you put it on the toast, you put it on the chapati. What's the big thing about butter? It's not a big deal. We hear the word butter. You know butter? And we just think, what's the big deal about butter? We put it on toast, we put it on bread, we put it on our chapatis, we put it in sabji. It's not a big deal. What's the big thing? Why is his mouth watering, his hair standing, his sika standing on end? He's sweating, he starts trembling. Because we have never tasted fresh butter made from yogurt. Because the butter that's tasted all around the world is not made from yogurt. It's made from milk. There's two ways to make butter, one from milk and one from yogurt. Did you know that? You know, you're Indian. South Indian, you probably made it. So there's good butter and bad butter. And better butter, no. So there's good and bad butter. So, and then there's transcendental butter. And there's also peanut butter. But that doesn't that doesn't count. Jai Krishna Bhagavan ki, Dani Vartan Kunda ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So this, when somehow or other, by accumulating heaps and heaps of pious activities over thousands of lifetimes, by some incredible fortune and blessings of Guru and Gauranga and all the Vaishnavas, we have had the fortune of tasting fresh butter churned from yogurt by Brijvasi Brahmani. Haribo. And if just by thinking about it, I think I'm going to drop the microphone and roll off the podium. Haribo. Because it's really too much out of this world. Because everyone's had butter from the time they're in the womb, but when you taste from inside, you're eating your mother's whatever. So, but when you taste this, this is, what is this? Just fresh, nothing. No toast, no sabji, no chapati. Just, of course, I didn't use my hand, it was in a spoon. But just with a spoon. No salt, no, just plain, straight. Unforgettable experience. So when Madhumangal heard this makan, he started watering his mouth, everything. He said, oh, Krishna, forget about Kamvan and Kokilavan, Vrindavan. Let's go there to Govardhan. Because there's that very narrow passage there, that Dan Gati. There's one, the Govardhan's here and here, and it comes like this. It's like a very narrow place where only one by one Sakhi can walk by. And that's the ideal place to ambush the gopis. And that's the ideal place to rob them of their yogurt and butter. Because they can only go by one, so they can't gang up on us. There's no chance they can overpower us. They have to go one by one, and they can't even shake their hips. Because they move their hips like this, they'll crack against the Govardhan. So you have to walk very, like this. And then when they're like that, tonk, we'll catch them. Ah, yeah, very good. Very good idea. This is good. Ah, chalo, jaldi karo. So then all the cowherd boys, and they got all they bought all their cowherding ropes tied around their turbans, and they were singing, they were kicking their heels. They were so ecstatic because they knew they were going to have a big feast. So they came to Dan Gati. And then they took these cowherding ropes and they tied them together because they're only like small, and they made a rope like this, and they were just waiting, biding their time and dreaming about how much butter they would eat and how much yogurt they would drink and how much ghee they would gobble up. So the gopis are also very happy because they're thinking that we're going to make this donation to Bhagari Rishi. And he's going to say, oh, I'm so happy, I'll give you my blessings. And we're going to ask him for blessings. We don't care about prosperity or longevity or the successful crop yields from our fields or the health of our cows. We only care about one thing. Nadana janana sundarim kapitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanesh vade bhavata bhakti rahoitavi ahoitaki bhakti. We only want one thing. Oh, Rishi, oh, Bhagari Rishi, you want to give us a blessing? Then you please give us a blessing. That we can, every day we can meet with Krishna without any obstruction and any obstacle. That's the only blessing we want. Of course, that's the only blessing all of us want. We want the same blessing. We go to Bhagari Rishi or Janananda Rishi or Radharaman Rishi. or Radha Govinda Rishi, or any Rishi, Jayabhataka Rishi, Gopal Krishna Rishi, Gopal Krishna Goswami Rishi, whatever. And we say, oh, Rishi Maharaj, please give me one blessing. Please bless me that my mind may always remember Radha and Krishna without any impediment, without any obstruction. Free from anarthas and aparads. So this is all. We don't want anything else. We don't want money, riches, dhanam, janam, sundaram. We don't want anything of this world. We want this blessing. No, the gopis are only meditating on this. Very pure-hearted, sorrow, simple, straightforward. There's no cheating there. There's nothing. They just simply want to serve Krishna. But meanwhile, what is Krishna meditating on? He's meditating on yogurt. He's a bogey. He's just big. He's a bogey. Bhaktaram yagatapasam. He's just thinking, oh, there's a yagya there. Bhagavad Rishi is doing yagya and bhaktaram yagatapasam. And at that yagya, I can eat all his butter and yogurt. Yeah. He's just thinking of his own sense gratification. And the gopis are thinking of his service. You see the difference in mentality. Of course, this is all the externals. Actually, it's lila. So now the gopis come, and Rupa Goswami is describing in Dan Kaili Komodi that this lila goes in two branches, because this is the river of Prem has two banks. There's Vipralamba Tata, then there's Sambhog Tata, or Sammilan Tata. One bank of separation, one bank of union. So in any pastimes of Krishna, there's simultaneous meeting and separation. Sambhog and Vipralamba. Meeting together and separation. So in this lila, Dan Lila, there was lots of humor, and then sometimes the pastime it starts in such a way there's opposition. So this is the portion we'll explain. But then sometimes the gopis, when the gopis come to tax them, they say, give us the yogurt. They say, oh, why should we give you yogurt? Oh, you want yogurt? Okay. And then they freely give. And it's a very loving exchange. There's not much argument. You want yogurt? Oh, you take some. Leave us some for the yagya. And there's some little bit of resistance, but not much. It's very sweet. So in Dan Kaili Komodi, it starts off with Prem Kalaha. Kalaha. Prem Kalaha means argumenting. Some lovers quarrel. Prem Kalaha. And they go back and forth, and some small dialogue we'll read from one book we saw. And then after this, then things kind of settle down and take a new turn. And in this Dan Kaili Komodi, which Rupa Goswami wrote, all different emotions and different bhavalankars and ornamental feelings. There's one type of ecstasy that Radharani displays, and some of her gopis also display this, called Kila Kinchit. There's eight different types of bhav. One is Swadina Bratrika and Kila Kinchit. Kila Kinchit, this is a term, Kila Kinchit. But what it means, which is inconceivable to us, although we also have some experience like this, that Radharani simultaneously displays eight different kinds of emotions. She's showing shyness, she's showing pride, she's showing anger, she's showing humor, she's laughing, she's angry, she's showing envy, she's showing jealousy, all mixed together. And one emotion is in her eyes, like anger, but then her lips are smiling and approval and happiness, and then her hands are standing there like pride. Who you think you can tax us? Who are you? So all these, Rupa Goswami is explaining this in Nectar Devotion. These are the different bhavas, and of course in Ujjala Nilamani. So this is being shown in this pastime at Dan Kaili. And of course this is all for Krishna's pleasure. So in this conversation, when Krishna stops the gopis, then he says, you have to pay a tax. There's a whole dialogue. I'll just read. It's easier. He stops him and he demands a tax, and he's standing there in his beautiful threefold form, and he's with his leaning on a stick. So you have to pay a tax for passing through here. And then Lalita Sakhi says, first Krishna says, what are you carrying in those pots? What's concealed inside those mudka? And then the gopis, Lalita Sakhi says, milk, yogurt, ghee, butter. And then Madamangal says, listen, gopis, Raja gopis, you have to pay a tax and then you can move on. Lalita Sakhi says, what is this tax? We've passed by here so many times, we never paid a tax before. What is your authority? What is your authority? And Krishna says, you can pass by only when you pay the tax. No tax, no passi. Bai. So then Radharani says, since when have you become the tax collector? And Krishna says, oh, you don't know? I'm the ruler of the entire Braj Mandal. I'm Vrindavaneshwara. You didn't know? You didn't hear? Then Radharani said, how is that? What is that? How is that? You're Vrindavaneshwara? That's news to me. And she turns to Vishakasaki, you ever heard that? Did you hear that?
Never.
Never. See? No way. So then Krishna, he explains, don't you know? Brinda Devi is my wife. And whatever property belongs to the wife, when she gets married, that becomes the husband's property. So she was owning Vrindavan. Now I own Vrindavan, therefore I'm Vrindavaneshwara. And Radharani says, really? Is that a fact? It's really true. Acha? Well, let me make an inquiry here about the bona fides of your statement. Brinda Devi, did you marry this fellow? And then Brinda Devi says, what? Marry that black guy? That debauchee? That liar? Cheater? Never in 1,000 years I would ever marry such a low class guy. What are you insinuating? I mean, I have a little bit of class, don't you think? Meanwhile, Krishna was duly embarrassed by the revelation of the truth. So then all the gopis laughed heartily, and this is kind of the argument went back and forth. It's very long. The book is 80 pages long, and I don't think I can sit here and read the 80 pages of dialogue. So this was kind of so naturally what happened is that there's opposition here. There's party and anti-party. So the gopis are saying, forget it. This is a ruse. You're not the Vrindavan. I'm Vrindavaneshwara. Lalita Sakhi stepped forward and said, obviously you're not Vrindavaneshwara because you never married Brinda Devi. And Brinda Devi said, not only that, Vrindavan is my kingdom, and I have voluntarily given my kingdom to Radharani. And now everywhere, everyone knows that Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki jai. So now Krishna was hanging his face, and he was feeling very embarrassed because he's saying he lied. He got caught red-handed lying. Yes, I married Brinda Devi. She's my wife, and her property is my property. I'm Vrindavaneshwara. So when you get caught doing something wrong, you feel a little shy, a little embarrassed. So then the gopis, feeling very proud that they had defeated Krishna, said, okay, move out. We're going. And then Manamanga said, what, you got to let them go? No, oh yeah, that's right. Because Krishna recovered. They threw the rope across. And there was Sridham on one side and Subal and Krishna and Madhumangal on this side. And they made the cowherding rope taut. Said, no way, nothing doing. You're not making passing by 1 inch until you pay. 10 kilos yogurt, 10 kilos butter, 20 kilos milk. The gopis said, no way. And they're pushing and some gopis went up and started pulling the sikas of Madhumangal and let go, we're coming. And pushing and shoving, they're pushing back and forth. And in all this pushing, some milk is falling out of the pots, and the gopis are doing everything they can to hold their balance and fight at the same time. It's amazing what women can do. How many things they can do at one time. Cook the sabji, talk on the telephone, watch the baby, and watch TV at the same time. So that they're balancing all the pots, and they're fighting with their hands, and like this, and they're pushing and pulling. So ultimately, pots were broken, sikas were pulled, yogurt was spilled, dhotis were ruined, saris were spoiled, but hearts were filled with prem. So this is a prem-filled leela. And somehow the gopis, they suffered terrible losses. They suffered terrible losses, the gopis. Many of their troops fell in battle. Troops, you know, troops? Army. Many of the Sakis were defeated and forced to submit their stash of yogurt and butter. And basically, the Gopas won the battle. They were successful. But actually, the whole Leela was arranged. The whole Leela was arranged, according to commentaries, that that this lid, of course, the only what Krishna was really collecting was the love of the gopis. That's the tax. So the acharyas say the Krishna is showing this lila, of course, his own reasons to enjoy the rasa of his devotees, but to teach the devotees that the only thing that Krishna wants from anyone, the only tax that he wants to collect, is the heart, our loving sentiments, our loving service, everything, wholesale, 100%. Everything. This is the tax. This is the ultimate tax, is our pure love offered at Krishna's feet. So then the gopis were thinking as they walked down here towards Govinda Kund with whatever butter and yogurt they had, they were thinking, we have to get back at these guys. This was very embarrassing today. Look at my sari. It's a brand new sari. My mother-in-law just gave me the sari. Now it's all full of ghee and butter, and I don't know how I'll get all this stains out of my sari. And did you see that grin? Did you see that grin on Madhu Mangal's face? You see how he was smiling? Such pride. He was laughing. Ah! And he had his... Remember how he had his hand in that yogurt pot when we were leaving? He was eating that butter. He was going, too bad. He was making faces at us. He was so proud. We have to finish this guy. I think he's the brains behind the outfit. This Madhu Mangal, because these Pashupals, these gopas, they're like Pashu Budi. Pashu Budi means Pashu means animal. They're always hanging around with cows and buffalo and goats and bakri and vais. Their brain is like they're like, what is this? They can't come up with these clever ideas how to tax us. It must be this Brahmin Madhu Mangal. He's the architect of their misdeeds. Gopal is Pashupal. Pashupal means protector of animals. Pashupal. So then they hatched a plan how to get back, and that happened here. So now the Gopas are really proud of their victory in the war. When any country becomes victorious over their opponent, then there's big celebrations and big party. And India is such a crazy country. If India defeats Australia in a cricket match, what to speak, if India defeats Pakistan in a cricket match, then the Prime Minister of India declares a national holiday. A national holiday. 1 billion people can party for the whole day because India defeated Pakistan in cricket. So everyone's dancing. Oh, we're great. We won. Everyone's so proud and they're singing and dancing. It's such idiocy. It's such idiocy and ridiculous thing, you know. But on Krishna Janmashtami, everybody has to go to work. On Krishna Jayanti, it's a work day. It's not a holiday. It's not a national holiday. You have to go to work. Hare Krishna. India's gone a long way in the wrong direction. At any rate, so Krishna was also rejoicing. It was a national holiday for all the coward boys. They were relishing their victory. We defeated them. Did you see that frown on Lita Sakhi's face? Oh, she was grimacing in pain. Ooh, oh, I can't forget that face. I want to remember that face forever. Did you see Radharani? Oh, she looked angry. I don't know if she was angry or happy or sad or proud. I couldn't read her feelings, but she looked like she was really miffed. She was really upset and heartbroken. And what about Vishakha? Oh, she was burning because her Radharani was so much insulted. So these are the different feelings they had. So the gopis said, listen, we'll get 200 gopis. We'll hide over here by this area, this where this kund was made to commemorate this pastime. We'll hide it. And Krishna will be walking by here with Sridham and Subal and Madhu Mangal and Vidugdha and Kinkini, a few intimate coward boys. And we will get back at him. Very, very good. Very good plan. Yes. We will get back at him. Good. Really good. Yes. Watch out. So then they made their plan. The coward boys are walking here and there. And the gopis, there were some gopis' advance parties, some spies down near Govinda Kund, because the boys were down there sleeping with the cows, and some were walking, prancing around here and there. So they had their mirrors, their cosmetic mirrors. Every lady always has her mirror in her pocketbook. You know, so she's always looking. So she has her mirror. So the gopis have their mirrors. So then when Krishna was coming by, they aimed the mirror at the sun and then went like this. And then that the image, from the light from the sun hit the mirror, then it came up to Dhanivartan Kund. And then they could understand that, oh, this is a signal, Krishna's coming. So then they got ready. Okay, we're going to get him now. And the gopis were like, getting ready. And they're really ready to. So now the gopis are like this, and there's only four or five of them. There's like 200 gopis, and they were like volcanoes. Like volcanoes ready to erupt. Like this. And they're talking. Remember, hey, Krishna, we're almost by Don Gatti. Remember that? Remember Lalita's face? Oh, she was so much of Vishaka. They're laughing and reminiscing and remembering this pastime. And the gopis, they were completely unsuspecting. And immediately the gopis surrounded them, 200 gopis. They totally surrounded them everywhere. And they said, so fast, they started yelling, get him, Maro, Maro, Maro. Maro, Maro, Maro. Maro means kill, kill, kill. Maro, Maro, Maro. And they go, what's going on? Oh, and Krishna went, oh, that way. Goodness, goodness, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama. Namaste, Narasimhaya. Prahlada, Lada, Daya, Nay. Radhu, Kashi, Purvaksha. Shita, go. Shri Rama. Hare She not do something. What do you mean I'm on the road too? Hare Krishna. They were totally caught by surprise. They were outnumbered. And heavy, all these heavy gopis say, listen. So they got the gopis because they want to separate the gang leader from his gang. So they got all the gopis and they pulled them to the side, Madamungo, they pulled down branches of the tree, and then they took a sika and they tied it around the branch of the tree. Two gopis held down the branch and they tied a sika and it let go. Boing! And the gopis are hanging, ah, Krishna, Krishna! And he's looking around seeing all these trees ornamented with gopis. Oh my God, I'm next! Oh no, please don't do that to me! Please don't do that! Please don't do that to me! Please! I'll give you anything! So then, and they said, no, we have something better in store for you. And Lalita, oh, look at it. Look how he's shaking now. Oh, he's not so proud now. His head's like this. Lalita, you have the dress? Oh. Okay. Krishna, we're going to dress you up as a gopi. You're going to be Krishna Devi. Shama. Sham is Krishna, Shama. Ram and Rama. Now you were Sham, now you're going to become Shama. Okay, Lalita, let him have it. Oh, no, don't do this. Don't do this. And the boys are in the trees. Krishna, what's going on? What are you doing? He's like, what can I do? There's 200, there's only one of me. So then they take off his chadar and they put on a choli. Oh no. Not this. And then they pull up his dhoti. And they put on a gopi dress. God. Oh, hey, Bhagavan. What did I do wrong? Didn't I do something good in life? Please save me. Oh, Bhagavan. Oh, Vishnu. Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. Like in Draupadi Bhav, right? Oh, please save me. Give me back my dhoti. Give me back my Pitambara chatter. This is terrible. I can't go on like this. So now he has a choli and he has a skirt. And he needs a chuni like veil. So he put that on. Oh, like, oh, then Lita says, oh, Shama, you look so cute. Oh, Ishaka, doesn't she look cute? Oh, yeah, you look so cute. Oh, it fits you so nicely. This is, what is it? Hey, Brinda Devi, look at your husband. Brinda Devi, look at your husband. Oh, isn't he or she... What kind of husband you have? Isn't your husband he or she or whatever cute? Yeah, funny. Yeah, very funny, Lalita. So the gopis are joking with like this. So then Krishna's like, oh God, when am I going to get out of this? And he's just praying that the earth would open. Oh, Mother Bhumi, remember me? You know, you used to be so nice to me. Can you please open up right now? Oh, Mother Bhumi, can you open up right now, make a nice hole so I can jump inside very fast? Please. I looked to the sky and I prayed to Providence. He had a deaf ear. Oh, Bhumi, you're a lady. Can't you be more compassionate? Bhagavan, he's a hard guy. But, you know, please, can you open up and let me jump inside? No response. Oh, Mommy. Oh, Janani. Oh, Yashoda, please. I'm your son. I'm in a terrible fix. So he's praying, and the leader says, hey, it's not going to work. No one's going to listen to the prayers of a thief. Do you think God listens to the prayers of a thief, a liar, a cheater? Never. God only listens to the prayers of the pious, the religious. God only listens to the prayers of devotees in ISKCON. And you're not in ISKCON. You got kicked out of the Bhakta program for stealing the Mahaprasad. And you went to London Temple. They kicked you out of there for stealing the Prasad. Then you went to Moscow. You're also stealing the Mahaprasad. You flunked. And then you went to VIHE and you flunked. You couldn't memorize any verses. You don't know any Sanskrit. All you know is Braj Bhas. You're useless. So now the finishing touch. Okay, Lalita, you have the mud car? Yeah, put the mud car on his head. One, two, three! Three pots of yogurt. One pot of yogurt, 15 kilos. One pot of ghee, 10 kilos. One pot of butter, 15 kilos. My God, the only thing I ever carried in my life was a flute. And one time they say I lifted Govardhan, but I didn't do it. Actually, the Brahmins did it. The Brahmins lifted Govardhan by their mantras, but I got all the credit. All I ever lifted was my flute. I'm known as Vamshidhari. Dhari, Vamshidhar. Vamshidhar, dhar means to lift, to hold. I all this yogurt on my head. It's too much. My neck is cracking. I don't want to go to Mathura to the chiropractor. It's too far. So they say, okay, now Krishna, please, you walk. You carry this butter and yogurt. You start walking now. So he's... Walk! Okay, I'm just getting my balance. Come on, move! Okay, and now come. Hey! Take your hand off there. We go like this. We don't put our hand up there. Hey, hands down. And then so finally he's taking a couple of steps, the legal psychic comes by. Hits the yogurt pot with a big stick. It all... Krishna gets an abhishek. Totally covered with yogurt. Krishna Bhagavad Ki Jai. So this is the pastime that took place here. That Krishna became humiliated. He became insulted. Became embarrassed. And it was all ecstatic. It was ecstatic, effusive expression of the most divine love. So this is one of the prem-filled Leela Stalis of Brajadam. Dani Vartan Kund. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.